This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we're just a little more than a week away from the Super Bowl, which this year is going to be held in what looks like it will be a freezing cold New York, New Jersey area. It is expected to attract about 500,000 visitors to the area and bring in more than $500 million. But numbers like that sometimes sound a little better than they really are. And who's going to benefit from that? Marty Schenker is executive news editor for Bloomberg. He's with us from New York. And let's be clear about this. The stadium is in New Jersey, but just 8 miles away from Midtown. And they say that the region is going to get $600 million because of the Super Bowl spending. But tell us about that number and how likely it is that that'll actually happen, where that money's going to come from.
Well, you know, numbers like that are kind of speculative, and no one, when you ask a local authority how much any event is going to bring in, they come out with a number because they are expected to. But I don't know that anybody really believes that, and I don't know that anybody's ever statistically figured it out.
Well, and there are questions about where it's going to go because, of course, the stadium's in New Jersey, but there are so many attractions in New York. A lot of the events are going to be in New York. There are more hotels in New York. There are restaurants in New York. So who's going to get the money?
That is absolutely true. And I think a bulk of the receipts are going to flow into New York. But one thing to remember is New York is going to be crowded whether there is a Super Bowl or not. So it's not so much that they're actually going to get extra money. It's just going to be there for the Super Bowl weekend.
Well, yeah, I saw one quote from an economist who says, you know, they do a great job of measuring how much extra money and how many extra people are going to be in a place because of an event like the Super Bowl. They don't do a very good job measuring how many people are going to leave because they don't want to be there.
Absolutely. There are local businesses who are going to just be empty because people can't get to their venue or they're going to go someplace else.
What about ticket prices? We've heard that the Denver Bronco and Seattle Seahawks fans aren't exactly rushing to buy the tickets yet.
Well, that's pretty clear. The ticket sales so far are generally in the average range, and even the New York football fans who have this venue in their backyard aren't exactly clamoring to buy tickets.
What does average range mean?
Well, the tickets right now, as of January 20th, are $327, and that's actually less than last year's Super Bowl, and it's about middle of the road for Super Bowls in the past.
Meanwhile, hotel prices are just exorbitant in New York City. I see that the average is more than $1,000 for those days.
Yeah, but a lot of people are searching closer to the stadium in New Jersey, and you can still find fairly reasonable hotel rates if you want to sit out in the barrens of the Meadowlands near the stadium.
Is that your opinion, Marty?
That is absolutely my opinion, but I live in New Jersey, so I feel I can say that.
You can say that. Okay. And what about rentals of homes? Because a lot of people are putting their apartments up there for
absolutely. Bloomberg News had a story this morning exploring this whole issue, and many, many people are word of mouth hearing that people are renting their homes for $1,500 a night and putting their homes up. One person is actually putting up their home for $120,000 for the week.
Whoa, that's got to be a pretty nice home.
It's a nice North Caldwell, five-bedroom, maid service, French chef, and good luck with that.
Which side of the Hudson River are we talking about?
We're talking about the New Jersey side.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to be sitting in my living room without a renter.
Okay. Marty Schenker, executive news editor for Bloomberg. Thanks, as always.
Okay.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.